In the times of the ancestors, one day when spring arrived, a Yamana leaned out of his akar or hut and saw a buff-necked ibis or lahua flying in the sky. The Yamana was so happy that he yelled to the other members of the community, "An ibis is flying over our akar, look!" Immediately the others came out of their huts shouting loudly, "The spring has come! The ibises are already in their return flight!" They jumped for joy, and they jumped hard. Lahua is, however, a very delicate and sensitive woman, and likes to be treated with special deference. Upon hearing the noise of the shouts, she became furious and profoundly offended, causing a strong snowstorm. It snowed incessantly. It was freezing cold. All the land was covered with ice, and all the waters froze. Many people died because they could not navigate in their canoes to search for food. Neither could they leave their cars to look for firewood, because all was covered in snow. More and more people continued to die. Only after a long time did it stop snowing and the sun begin to shine. The sun warmed so much that it began to melt the ice and snow that had completely covered the land, and consequently, floods began to flow towards the channels and oceans. The ice that covered the narrow and wide channels broke apart and melted, and the Yagans could finally go to the shores and navigate in their canoes to collect food. On the big mountainsides and deep valleys, however, the ice was so thick that not even the sun could melt it. Even today, glaciers can be observed coming down to the sea that remind us of the severe frost and snowstorm that Lahua, who is a very delicate and sensitive woman, provoked in those times. Since then, the Yagans treat the buff-necked ibis or lahua with much respect, and when they come near the houses or cars, the people keep quiet and in silence, particularly the little children, who are not allowed to imitate them or to cry.
Y kaitam shiar han sata hart kanchim kalu wunchka.